Amen. It's a wonderful verse from the first reading. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? I love the story of Naaman the Syrian in 2 Kings 5. It's a story about somebody who has the humility to realize that God's gift is going to come to him from a very unexpected quarter. Someone who outgrows his prejudices. It's a great tale. And because it's a bit hot and sticky today, and I feel completely incapable of rational thought, I thought the best way to get into the story is simply to retell it in a modern dress. And here I acknowledge a debt to H.L. Googe, a sometime Dean of Christ Church in Oxford, the father of the novelist Elizabeth Googe, who once preached in the late 1920s a sermon with the same idea, though I've done it in my way and I've updated it. So here goes. General Sir Charles Naaman, KCB, had had an enormously distinguished military career. He made his name as a young officer in Kosovo during the breakup of Yugoslavia. And then he'd also served with immense capacity in the first Iraq war. He'd wondered at that point about leaving the army, maybe, and going into politics, but decided to stay, and he rose all the way to the top. General Sir Charles Naaman, KCB, head of the British Army. However, he had an illness. It was an illness that was managed in terms of the public view, but of course his senior staff officers were aware of it, and his wife and household were only too well aware of it. Because when he was in Kosovo, he'd started drinking as a way of coping with the stress, and the demon had crept up on him, wound itself around him, got him properly in his grip. Sir Charles Naaman was an alcoholic. He had always had a fairly short temper, and it had been professionally useful to him, but now this was something that was causing considerable destruction both in his professional work and at home. They all dreaded his rages. Well, there was in Sir Charles and Lady Naaman's house a Bangladeshi woman who helped them as a housekeeper. She'd been with Lady Naaman for a long time, and she saw everything that was going on, and she said one day to Lady Naaman, "I wish that the master would talk to the imam at my local mosque. He's very wise and he's very sensible, and I think he might be able to help him." So Lady Naaman took her courage in both hands and suggested to Sir Charles that he might like to call on the imam at the mosque. And there was an outburst of rage, as you can well imagine. He was a good Church of England man. He wasn't going to visit any imams. He'd seen what Muslims were like in Kosovo and so on and so on. But gently and patiently, Lady Naaman kept at him. And finally, he agreed to call on the imam. So off he went to Brick Lane, to a little mosque there, to talk to the Bangladeshi imam. He wasn't sure whether they'd take credit cards for a donation, so he went to the bank and got a fairly fat envelope full of cash to show that he was not ungrateful, and rang the bell and asked to speak to the imam, sending in a little kind of note indicating what it might be about. But you know, the imam didn't even come out to meet him. He just sent a note back saying, "There's a very good group that meets down the road. I suggest you go and spend some time with them." Well, Sir Charles was absolutely furious about the way that he'd been treated. No chance to make his donation. The man hadn't even done him the common courtesy of coming out to speak to him. But again, Lady Naaman exercised her arts of patient persuasion. She's the heroine in the background of this story. And he went to the group, the AA group, and, you know, he found that it was an extremely refreshing group of people to be with, because everyone met as equals. It didn't matter who anybody was. Most of the people in the group would have had no idea who he was. And used as he was to hierarchies and orders being given and received, to be in this group of equals, all of whom acknowledged that they had a common problem, was hugely liberating. And bit by bit, the group did its work, and Sir Charles is sober to this day.